I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Hamas-run government in the Gaza Strip said more than 300,000 people displaced by the Israel-Hamas war returned Monday to northern Gaza after Israel opened checkpoints and allowed people back into the area. Israel closed off northern Gaza in October 2023 as it began its counteroffensive against Hamas in response to the terrorist group's deadly invasion of southern Israel earlier that month. The return of the Palestinians to northern Gaza comes amid a rejection by Egypt and Jordan of U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to move Palestinians from Gaza onto their territories. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Egyptian Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying that the Egyptian government supports the Palestinian people's insistence to remain on their land, defending their legitimate rights and respecting international law. Jordan's Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi also rejected President Trump's proposal, saying that Palestine is for the Palestinians and Jordan is for the Jordanians, and that the solution to the Palestinian problem is located on Palestinian soil and embodied by a Palestinian state. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A Colombian Air Force jet was expected to land back in the country early Tuesday, carrying 110 Colombians deported from the United States. The flight from San Diego follows a dispute that was sparked Sunday when Colombian President Gustavo Petro refused to allow U.S. military planes to send deported Colombians back home. Petro said such treatment was disrespectful. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.